initial evaluation note in there, so I've added the injury in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's going to be an injury that requires multiple visits, things like that.
Yeah.
So am I able to – okay, to add treatment. So if I add a treatment for that injury, does it – I know I'm asking a lot with this question here, but
is
it classified under that injury still, or does it kind of add a new thing in? Like if I wanted to see everything that I did for that shoulder sprain, is it going to come under one tab, or is it going to be like I've got like – you know, a lot of things kind of coming up for it.
Currently, just because of the time being, and there wasn't enough time to complete it in a more like sort of perfect manner, injury and treatment is linked together.
Okay.
But then injury and treatment can also be separated. So how it works is in the code, the player has, there's a set of players in the database, and then each player has a set of injuries and treatments. But what we can do here is we can have the player have a set of injuries, and then that set of injuries can have a set of treatments as well. So that can work, and that is possible to do.
Okay. And then the second thing I've got for you is with with treatment type, let's say I get, you know, so I asked Quinnette for a game ready. So let's say I get a game ready for next year.
Yeah.
Is it easy for me? Is like the interface easy? Can I add treatment types that I didn't have before? So if I did a new modality or something like that, am I able to add in treatment types, or am I kind of limited by what's there already?
You can add treatment types. So what I did with the injury type is because there are many different types, it's just a text field. But then when we had our second discussion about treatment types, you said that it's quite limited. It's like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So that's why I use this sort of drop-down menu here. But then if you wish, I can change this to a text field as well. And then,
yeah, I would say for the treatment type, I would say either I don't mind. I kind of like the drop-down because I am kind of limited with what I can do here.
Yeah.
So what I could do for you is I could email you a list of things I kind of currently have available. All right, these are kind of my treatment types.
Yeah.
But two things off of that would be is maybe add an other selection. So if I do get something new, I can hit that, and then that pops up like a text box where I can type it in.
Yeah.
And then two, if I'm doing two treatments on, like, so you come in for your shoulder sprain,
yeah,
and we do some rehab, and then I tape you. Mm-hmm. I technically need to say we both did rehab and taping. Is there any way I can choose multiple treatments off this one log?
So that is possible. So let me just show you how this is made. So that's the design of the program. And so if we go to add injury and treatment, we can go here, and it's just simple to click model and add things in this here. So let's say game ready. That's simple, and it's just gonna show up there now. And if we wanna do multiple ones, and if we have like a set sort of list, then we can also do it as like the gender. So we can have a bunch of these buttons where you can select some, but as a checkbox form.
That actually might be, now that you kind of show that actually might be the best, because with that option there, with the like checkbox things, there could be an other box with a type field next to it, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that might be the best option other than the drop down.
Yeah, and then the other, you can select other, and then you can add any you know, miscellaneous notes here in the text field as well. So that might work best. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
Is there a way to pull up the team's rosters? Like, is there a way I can just look at a roster?
A roster, I was just thinking we could do it in this data table.
Okay. So yeah. So like my sport.
Yeah. And then you can just scroll through.
Excuse me, am I able to filter by multiple? So if I want to see varsity basketball, am I able to sort by sport and playing level at the same time or just the one?
That's actually a good question. I'm not sure about that. But what we can do is we can, like we search for Caden here.
Yeah.
It is possible to have the sort button, but then with the text field. So you type in name for a sport and then name for a level. And then when we click filter, it can filter the table out as well. That is a possibility.
Okay. Yeah. If I want, it was like, I wanted to see varsity rugby, all the varsity rugby's pop up, or varsity golf, or, you know, what, or JV golf, or, you know, U13 volleyball.
Yeah. I can just,
okay, that's good.
So two recommendations I have right now is for the treatment type to make this a checkbox, and then to be able to filter the data table for each team or pull up a roster.
Yeah, because if, like, let's say, I mean, you know, he's not, let's say next year McRobbie comes in, hey, Corey, because one thing – I do, or I did at the collegiate level that I don't do here is every week I had to send kind of my coaches the injury report. And so what the injury report was, you know, everyone on the team that currently was receiving treatment and it, or, you know, was injured and had three levels. Like, so I used colors. Green was full go. Like, you know, that Sally's got patella tendonitis. She's receiving ongoing treatment, but she can do everything in the pool and the weight room. Yellow was limited participation. So, you know, let's say Johnny's got a shoulder strain. He can't swim normally, but he can go in the pool and use a kickboard, and he can do lower body in the weight room. Mm-hmm. And then red was no participation whatsoever. So, what I'm seeing with this, and the main thing about sorting it out by teams is I can see what's going on, like what I've got going on for each team a bit easily. Yeah. And so I know I kind of give daily updates kind of as I see coaches, but what I can do is if this puts it together nice and neat by showing me all the athletes at once, be like, all right, you know, I can kind of almost start doing that again next year for the coaches here. You know, maybe it's a bit above and beyond what, you know, I kind of need to do at this level, but this would make it a lot easier for me. It would make it doable. So I do like what I'm seeing here.
What I'm thinking as well with that is we can add a participation level like possibility here, and then add these buttons, and it can say green, yellow, and red. And then that can also show up in this table here in this last sort of rightmost tab. And then you can sort by that as well. And you can see green, yellow, red.
One thing, it might have been too fast. Go to the add injury and treatment. Okay. So you've got the date of when I put in. I don't know if this is doable or not with this type of programming. But, all right, so you've got the date that the injury occurs or when they come see me. So let's say you got a concussion on January 1st. And let's say it takes you two. So again, I don't know if I'm going a bit beyond the capabilities here, but let's say right now it's an ongoing injury. Is there any way I can like kind of close an injury and be like, all right, you know, they're healed, like you've cleared concussion protocol, and there's kind of that date, all right, Hogan dealt with the concussion from January 1st to January 12th. Is there any way I can do like a clear date?
I think so, but you would want to still keep the injury data in the program, right? To see what injuries are.
The idea would be, let's say, all right, let's use you as the example again. So you've had your shoulder strain and you've had a concussion. So if I click on your name on the current search field you've got open now, will it list all the injuries that you've had, or will it only pull up like the most recent?
It will list all the injuries that I've had.
Okay. So yeah. For me right now, can you like click on you? You know how you kind of pulled up that thing, that pop-up field that came when you clicked on Caden?
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, so.
So what happens here is, I'll just show you the coding. I think that might be easier to understand. So. Okay, here. So that is how the pop-up shows up. And then if the player has, let's say, two injuries, their folder of injuries is going to be a length of two. And so this is going to show the two injuries. So it's going to be like concussion, comma, strain, or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there any way, and no worries if it doesn't, because I can just click into the injury, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
If it doesn't mess up the code or anything, is there any way to kind of get the dates on the injuries in that thing? So let's say, all right, you dealt with the concussion Jan 1st through Jan 12th. Like, if I see that closing date when I click on the athlete, I know I'm not dealing with that anymore. So let's say you got really busy with school and you couldn't come and see me in for your shoulder strain for a while. So, I almost kind of forgot about it. Well, then I click on you and I see that I didn't give you a closing date on that. Then you come in, I'd be like, oh, Hoken, how's your shoulder been? I haven't seen you for a while. And, you know, mm-hmm. we can talk about it. And then you can be like, oh, yeah, it's good. I'm doing everything. Sorry, mm-hmm. I didn't let you know. Then I can just close it on that date. Or you can be like, it's still bothering me. And then I know I still need to kind of work with it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of more – it's not imperative that I have that, but it's more of a – it would be kind of like a reminder almost, hey, this is still – this is an issue I need to follow up on. I never closed it.
Mm-hmm. That is a possibility, but I think it's a bit beyond my capabilities.
Okay, yeah, but don't worry.
But if I can do it, I'll try to talk to my teacher and find a solution for that.
What else? It wouldn't be too hard to add like a field box, would it?
A field box.
Like grass field, turf field, like
where no.
Like yeah, so add a texting like where injury occurred.
Setting.
I would say two, yeah. Like setting. One, I would say one field called setting, and that would either be practice, game, or you know, out like outside of practice or game. So
mm-hmm.
and then a field box. So it would either say grass, turf, court, concrete, pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works.
Trying to think of what else. It looks good. I don't want to like keep throwing things at it that I know are kind of up there. I think, I mean, from what you've shown me, I think all the recommendations that have kind of come off my head
mm-hmm.
Are okay. There. But yeah, no, it looks really good.
Thank you. And was it what you expected?
Yeah. I would say, it's very much what I expected. Mm-hmm. So if I open the program, is this what it brings me to? Is this the screen that I start off at?
Yes, but it's easy to rearrange. So if you want to see the search tab first, then that is definitely a possibility.
Yeah, I would say start with like maybe the search, like kind of give me like a home, because I'm kind of constant, because I do have, you know, my regulars.
Yeah.
So it just opens up to the search and it's got the field of athletes there, then all right, I can just go ahead and click on Caden and add in, you know, his treatment for, but yeah, we talked about that. So, Is there so yeah, like your shoulder sprain example again. Mm-hmm. If you keep coming in for treatment for that,
yeah.
Is there any way, maybe there's we can just add a little checkbox for me that says it's not a new injury, but like it's so because it's add injury and treatment. So can you go to that tab for me?
Yeah.
All right. So I type in Hoken. Body part is, you know, right shoulder. Injury type is sprain. Can mm-hmm. we add in like a box that says, like, you know, it's
same like as ongoing, previous?
Like ongoing treatment.
Yeah. Sure.
So it's like it's not adding as a like a new injury every time, but it's mm-hmm. just like, all right, hey, you're coming in daily to get the treatment. Mm-hmm. And I would say, if it's not difficult, I would say maybe that's the only thing I would say about this tab is if you can make an injury tab and a treatment tab, because then
so separately, yeah.
Yeah, because then add the injury, and then for the treatment tab, mm-hmm. if I type in the player's name, it almost comes up with a drop down of their injuries, and then I can select the injury and then add in the treatment I did for that injury.
Yeah.
Is that doable?
Sure. Yeah, it is.
Okay, yeah, I would say I would still say for the injury page, it can kind of look like this. So I do need the player. I need the body part. The setting and field would, yeah, like go on this. I would say I would need in the injury evaluation, I can put what I did there because I was going to say, you know, what was the acute treatment? Did I give them crutches? Did we, you know, did we ice, things like that? But I can do that in the injury evaluation in my SOAP note. But yeah, I would say that's probably one of my bigger things would be to split injury and treatment, whereas treatment, I can then select the players, you know, all right, you've got an ankle sprain and a shoulder strain. The ankle's not really bothering you too much. All right, you're just getting treatment on the shoulder. Click on that.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. But outside of that, yeah, that's everything that's coming to mind here.
Two more questions is just what do you like and don't like about the program? Just a couple things.
All right. So this first thing I'm going to say I like about it, and it's kind of a softball like, it's that it actually looks like an electronic medical record system as compared to what PowerSchool is. So, I mean, compared to what PowerSchool has, this is a million times better than what that is. So PowerSchool is meant for teachers and grading and stuff. So, I mean,
yeah,
I could probably take this to our nurses, the nurse's office, and show this to June, the health director, and she would probably be like, oh, we almost want to implement this in the clinic, like, because it actually kind of sorts things out. You're able to be more descriptive in what's going on, things like that. There are some things the nurses would on here that I don't necessarily need, but no. So that's good. It's a good way for me to keep track of what's going on with who, at what grade, what sport, things like that. That's going to work a lot better than my Google Sheets. What I don't like, probably I don't have a great answer for that right off the bat. I feel like once I started to use it myself and kind of implemented it more, then I would be like, oh man, I really wish I could do this or something like that. So I'll try and kind of concentrate for a second here and kind of think, because I feel like the things I said, like I would like to see changed, are the things that, you know, at this point in time, I didn't like. So if you're able to make those changes, then the things I don't like necessarily aren't there, and so I can do it again. But outside of that, maybe I'm trying to think hard. I don't know. Yeah, it's that's something that I'd have to give feedback on. So does the import roster? I forgot to ask about that. So if I import can I, because the rosters are usually on a Google sheet. Yeah. Am I able to import from that, or does it have to be a URL? Can I import from a document on my computer? How about that?
On your computer?
Like, let's say I saved the rugby roster to a Word document.
Or yeah.
Am I able to import into from that, or does it have to be a URL? Like, how does that import function work?
I think right now that would work for Google Sheets, like a URL for that.
Okay, all right. Then, that's perfect. Yeah, then because I can just make a Google, like, Excel sheet and then just import that, and that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
And would that, what does that entail? Does that just import name, or does that import, like, what would technically have to be on the sheet for it to import? Name, grade, gender, like, does it pretty much have to have all these fields?
So this part actually isn't programmed yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, but if, you know, for example, just depending on what the Excel sheet has, preferably all these things, then it would import just, easily.
Okay.
Yeah.
On season, I know it's not a technical season, but because I know last year we had a lot of stuff. Is there a season 4, or does it only go 1 through 3?
1, 2, 3. But that's we can add
4, just because if stuff happens in season 4, like last year, I'd be kind of handcuffed with that option, because then I would be adding stats to a season that technically didn't earn it.
Season 4, yeah. One sec. Is there a season 4?
It's like the off season, so it's like pre-season for the season 1 sports. Basketball still does some things, so it's non-mandatory and anyone can participate. So let's say I'm a JV basketball player, but I wanted to play with the varsity guys. I could show up and Quinnett couldn't tell me, "Oh, you can't practice with these guys." It's basically open play for anyone interested in the sports that are offering something at the time. And for the most part, it's soccer does something, touch does something, basketball, volleyball. I think those are the main sports that kind of utilize the season 4.
Okay, so let's go here. And then properties. Yeah, so what's good, I think, with this is this tab, if you want to add, like, for example, with the seasons, you can just add it simply there. And also, if we want to add more variables and more information to keep track of, that is possible as well. So I can't think of anything off my head right now, but yeah.
Can you open up the sport tab for me real fast?
Sport tab.
Yeah, the drop down.
That's what we have right now.
So one thing I would say that I kind of made a mistake in my own record keeping, could you separate rugby and touch, and as well as baseball and softball?
Yep.
Yeah, because I'm not doing things like with my record keeping, I should have separated those, but yeah, no, that's good. I mean, that's, as of right now, from what I'm seeing, I really like what I see. Mm-hmm. And pretty much all the kind of input I have on it is what I've kind of given you.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But yeah, it looks really good, Hogan.
So this was supposed to be a school project. So I'll see if I can make it so that it can really work in real life and you can use it. So I'll try to do that.
Yeah. Talk with the teacher now, because this is something I'd really like. If I'm able to get a hold of this, mm-hmm. and I can actually use it in my practice, I'd be really, really thankful for that. Because it would make my, I mean, it would streamline a big portion of my job that most people don't see me do.
Mm-hmm. Are you at home right now?
Yeah, I got nothing. In can't Thailand? Do my job.
Yeah.
There's nothing for me to do.
Yeah. So. Insane.
But yeah, you got, do the IB getting postponed?